Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, I'm Carol Vorderman. Welcome to Perfect 10, and it's time to cheer because once again, we have made it to that part of the week again. It is Friday! Yay! Well done, everyone. Just one final quiz, then we can look forward to the weekend. 10 questions, 10 points, all done in just 10 minutes. I have 10 fiendish questions for you today and every weekday, as you know. So please make sure you subscribe or you follow to get the next Perfect 10 podcast as soon as it drops, and it'll get to you automatically. Pinch and a punch. Today is the 1st of March. Happy St. David's Day to all of my Welsh friends. I am Welsh, and all of our Welsh listeners. It's a very special day for all those Welshies. And it was on this day in 2006 that saw the creation of the 1 millionth English language Wikipedia article. In case you were wondering, it was about Glasgow's Jordan Hill railway station. Oh, happy St. David's Day. I won't burst into song. I could start singing My Hen Lad Van Haddai for you, but I'll spare you. Speaking of trains, by the way, hopefully you're on the right track today. Oh, we love a pun. Well, it's time to find out, because here comes today's Perfect 10 quiz. Question one, as always, is your starter for a Perfect 10. Is the American president, Joe Biden, a Republican or a Democrat? Quite an easy one for you. 1 point on the scoreboard, hopefully. It's 50-50, of course, so even if you don't know, have a guess. Question two is our hearsay round. You're about to hear a clip which contains clues to a famous phrase or saying, but can you work out which one it is?
Oh, hello, Barry Pants. Would you like some foodie-doos? Ouch! Both your claws out of my mouth, Tiddles!
Hearsay, say what you hear, and a point will be yours. Which famous phrase was hidden in those sounds? Question three, Carol, lateral thinking. And as it's Dydd Gwyl Dewi Sant, St. David's Day, this one has a Welsh flavour to it. A greengrocer has 200 Welsh leeks, and he sells 65% of them. How many Welsh leeks does he have left? Get those fingers and toes working. See if you can work out the correct number of leeks which are left in the shop. It's question four, our final memory round of the week. And as it's Foodie Friday, here comes a recipe for a delicious dessert. But listen carefully, as of course, as ever, a question will follow.
Good morning. It's time for this week's edition of Cooking with Arinjay. And today we're going to make a delicious peach Melba crumble. You will need a 410 grams can of sliced peaches, 150 grams of raspberries, 1 tablespoon of butter, 100 milliliters of whipping cream, half a tablespoon of icing sugar, and 100 grams of granola. Start by pouring the can of peaches into a small saucepan over a medium heat. Add the butter and simmer until the peaches are hot. Once simmering, add the raspberries and cook until hot. Meanwhile, put the cream in a large bowl with the icing sugar and whisk until lightly whipped. Using a slotted spoon, put the peach Melba mixture into 4 serving dishes and top each with a sprinkling of granola and a dollop of cream.
Well, that sounds delicious, but I hope you were listening, because here comes your question. How many grams of raspberries are required for this recipe? The information was all in the clip, but can you remember what you need to answer the question and score a point? Time for questions 5, 6, and 7, the frivolous, familiar, and fun rounds. For question 5, we're turning on the telly. In 2023, Stephen Mulhern became the new host of which game show, which was originally presented by Noel Edmonds? Have you seen the show? Even if you haven't, it's still worth guessing a game show for a point. Moving on now to question 6. What is hemophobia a fear of. Hemophobia, spelled H-E-M-O-P-H-O-B-I-A. What do you think that could be a fear of? Time for question 7. We're heading to the stage. The Music of the Night is a song from which Andrew Lloyd Webber musical? Do you know the song? Do you know the show? If you do, get a point. Question 8, time for 2 in, 2 out, where you swap two letters in a word to make a new word. So, which two letters can you change in the word trickles, T-R-I-C-K-L-E-S, to make a facial feature? Swap the two letters, find that facial feature, and you'll get a point. Question 9, I know this, and as it's First Letter Friday, it's all about initials. Which Meryl Streep movie has the initials TDWP? TDWP. Can you figure out the movie from that? And here we are already at question 10, the final question of the day. And on Fridays, I like to mix things up and finish the week with a riddle instead of an anagram. So here comes Friday's riddle. What word is spelt incorrectly in the dictionary? It's a riddle. Have a think. See if you can figure it out. There you have it. That's today's Perfect 10 questions. Another week of brain toning almost over. So please get your scorecards ready. And if you haven't already got one, we have a very nice one you can download for free, obviously, and print out. It's very good, actually. Head on over to www.perfect10.uk to get yours. Don't forget to follow us or subscribe so you don't miss next week's questions automatically downloaded. And also follow us on social media at Perfect10Carol for bonus, often visual questions. Right, let's get you some answers, shall we? 10 questions, 10 points, all done in 10 minutes. But did you get a perfect 10 score? Let's find out.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Question 1, I started with some politics. Is the American president, Joe Biden, a Republican or a Democrat? Well, he's a Democrat, and he's been a member of the Democrat Party since 1969. And from 2009 until 2017, he was Barack Obama's vice president. Question 2 is our hearsay round, and today you were looking for a famous phrase hidden in these sounds. What was the phrase?
Oh, hello, Barry Pants. Would you like some foodie doos? Ouch! Get your claws out of my mouth, kiddos!
Yes, say what you hear. Shout it out. The phrase I was looking for was, cat got your tongue? Well done if you figured it out. Question 3, a maths-based Carol lateral thinking. A greengrocer has 200 Welsh leeks and sells 65% of them. How many Welsh leeks do they have left? The answer is 70 leeks are left. 65% of 200 is 130. Take that away from the original 200 leeks and you get the correct answer of 70 leeks. Question 4 was our memory round and we were learning how to make a peach Melba crumble. Oh, sounds good. I asked you how many grams of raspberries are required for this recipe. And the answer is 150 grams of raspberries. Hopefully that question didn't make you crumble. Oh, no, it's not funny. I know it's not funny. We'll move on. Question 5 was this. In 2023, Stephen Mulhern became the new host of which game show, which was originally presented by Noel Edmonds in the UK? And the answer is Deal or No Deal. The original British version of the show aired on Channel 4 from 2005 until 2016, and this new version is airing on ITV. Question 6 was all about phobias, and I asked you, what is hemophobia a fear of? And the answer is it's a fear of blood. The term hemo is derived from the Greek word for blood. So if you knew that, you've probably bagged yourself another point. Well done. Question 7 was this. The Music of the Night is a song from which Andrew Lloyd Webber musical? Well, it's from the absolutely stunning The Phantom of the Opera. Question 8 was 2 in, 2 out. Which 2 letters can you change in the word trickles to make a facial feature? And the answer is if you change the T to an F and the I to an E, you'll get freckles. F-R-E-C-K-L-E-S. Question 9 was, I know this, and it was a First Letters Friday initials question. So I asked you, which Meryl Streep movie has the initials T-D-W-P? And the answer is The Devil Wears Prada. And finally, question 10, and it was this week's riddle. What word is spelt incorrectly in the dictionary? And of course, you have to remember it was a riddle, not a direct question. The answer, of course, is the word itself incorrectly is in the dictionary. Feel free to groan at that, as it was quite a sneaky one. And there you have it. That's another week of Perfect 10 done and dusted. You should now be feeling a whole lot smarter. And even if you didn't get a Perfect 10 score, it is still a great way to exercise your brain and learn lots of new information you can share with friends and family at some point or in a pub quiz, maybe. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast. Follow us across our social media channels at Perfect 10 Carol so you don't miss out on any of the bonus things. I will be back on Monday with a brand new set of questions and puzzles and brain teasers. So do join me then here on Perfect 10. I'm Carol Vorderman. That was my Perfect 10 for you. I hope you have a perfect weekend. Perfect 10 is produced by Talent Bank as part of the Acast Creator Network. Head over to shows.acast.com/Perfect 10 for more information.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.